I recently read this quote by Harry Truman. America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. I love it. And it's so true. I believe that about America. I love it because it shows that America was built on hard work, which is true if you read history. The Bible says this, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." Hard work. Working hard is a skill that is really lacking these days. I have a husband that is a very hard worker. More than that, he loves work. He loves to work. That's two different things. It's easier to be a hard worker if you love to work, and he learned that at a young age. As a teenager, his dad told him when he was working on the farm to every once in a while look back and see all that you've accomplished. And he learned a love for hard work, like pitching hay into a loft on a second floor of a barn, 90, 100 degrees in a summertime. Those kinds of jobs. He has a desire to teach our sons to love work. Right now, he's at a conference, and he was asked to teach at the conference. We own a business. And this summer, our sons are working in our family business. And he was asked to teach at the conference for businessmen about having your children work in your business. And I asked him, "What are you going to talk about?" last night when we were walking the dogs. And he said, well, one thought he had was this. Many people say, love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. But that's not very realistic. And I couldn't agree more. List, ladies, all the jobs that you have in a week. Everything from driving the kids around to everything they're doing, to cleaning toilets, doing laundry, making dinner, everything. I recently saw a quote, you've probably seen it on social media, that says, my favorite childhood memory is not having to decide every single day what to make for dinner. So making dinner, all of the jobs that we do, what percentage of those do you actually love to do? Probably not that big of a percentage. It's just that you do them because they need to be done. So my husband said, what you actually want to learn to love is learn to love work. Because most of the jobs you're going to have, I mean, I guess, you know, there are some people that are professional sports players and they probably love what they get to be paid to do. But most of the population of the world is not absolutely in love with the thing that they're doing most times. But you can love work in itself. And there is so much about this concept in the book of Proverbs. Working hard and loving to work. So I just want to encourage you today, ladies. Let's be hard workers. As Christians, we should be hard workers. We should look back over our day and have accomplished things. And I know most of you work so hard raising a family, but sometimes we can do a lot of sitting and wasting time and saying, oh, well, you know, I'm just home with the kids and these little kids or whatever. And we're actually not doing anything. And that can be true for any stage of our life. So let's be honest with ourselves. Are we hard workers? And we can, at any age, you can teach an old dog new tricks, learn to love work. That's just my encouragement today. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.